Are there some food items that are simply too much trouble to make at home? KNKX's Dick Stein thought he could name one, but food commentator Nancy Leeson changed his mind on today's Food for Thought.
Well, Nance, just to give the punters a little look behind the scenes, we often discuss in advance what the topic is going to be for the next show, usually along the lines of, oh my God, what are we going to talk about this week? And on this show, you said, well, let's talk about fresh pasta. And I said, nah, nobody wants to make fresh pasta. And if you do want fresh pasta, you just buy some in the store. It's a so what kind of thing. But you sent me a link to a series on YouTube called Pasta Grannies. And it's these Italian grandmothers, these nanas, making fresh pasta dishes. One of them was 100 years old.
Not the dish, you mean the granny.
And the dish too, probably. Just watching one of those made a believer out of me, and I'm making some fresh pasta this weekend.
In the meantime, don't you constantly tell our listeners, as I do, that they should learn to make their own bread?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I talk about me making my own bread.
Okay.
But it's
all
nothing
right
to me if others make their own bread. That's someone
okay,
else's business.
I stand corrected.
All right.
However, I strongly feel that it's just a wonderful thing to know how to make your own bread of all sorts, and you know both
sure
of us love
yeah
to do that.
Yeah.
So why not move that one step further? Because fresh pasta is dough. I've been making fresh pasta mostly using flour and water and a little salt. But I had the great good fortune of taking a class from a woman named Susan Roenig, who owns her own little pasta teaching company, Villa Francesca. I took a class from her last June. It was a very basic class. She doesn't really offer up recipes so much as show you really simple techniques. The way that she suggested is really not using a lot of equipment. She uses a hand-cranked pasta machine. She uses her hands for everything and old-fashioned tools. And she showed me using 00 finely ground durum flour that we can get in most of our decent supermarket, an unconscionable number of yolks. The techniques are pretty classic. Take the flour and you make a well in the middle and you add just the yolks to make the recipe she showed me, and use two fingers to just kind of slowly bring the flour into the yolk. Then you spend like 20 minutes kneading that. You know, you kind of get into the zen of it. And in the end, the pasta that I made was so delicious and continues to be that Max says it's probably the best pasta he's ever eaten.
Well, even though I've always wanted forearms like Popeye, I personally would prefer to get into the zen of the food processor to do that. And I want to point out that not all pasta uses any eggs at all, let alone straight
sure
yolks. Some just use just flour and water, and there are a lot of different ways to go about it. But that's certainly one way to go. I'm going to post some links to some of these pasta granny videos, and I think anybody who watches that is going to want to go ahead and do some of them. And notwithstanding my remark, those grannies are all kneading the dough by hand. The one that I intend to make this coming weekend, which is a pasta with dried fava bean and fennel puree, which I intend to enjoy with a nice Chianti, just uses flour and water. And you don't need a pasta rolling machine. You can just roll it out with a rolling pin and then slice it up and roll it on your hands. She has a great tip on that. On a smooth surface, you know, it'll stick. She rolls on a tablecloth. I'll post some links to some of the Pasta Grannies videos on YouTube, although really, just go to YouTube and Pasta Grannies. There's a ton of them there. And I'll also have one to the Pasta Grannies cookbook with KNKX food talker, Nana Nancy.
Manja, manja.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Pasta la vista, baby.
Stein.